This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in June of 2020. We're talking no other than BioLargo Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. My personal opinion, I've been looking at the stock for the last 6 months, very undervalued here at 15 and a half cents. And with us today is the CEO and president and chairman of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett. It's so good to be back. Thank you.
You know, before we get started, I just wanted to talk about the press release that you put out yesterday specifying the highlights of the June quarter. Just simple, in 60 seconds, what were you proud about that?
Yeah, well, the big story, of course, is revenues are climbing, right? I mean, we've got some developments that are going to turn into significant commercial success. It's been a long time getting here, and now we see the roadmap very clearly, and we're executing on it successfully. And I think that's the takeaway. Yeah, and of course, our company's, you know, as we say, we've got multiple irons in the fire. That's what's so unusual. As an innovator, you know, we've been innovating and developing solutions to big problems for a little over a decade. And so we're not a one-trick pony. And I think the evidence is really clear now as we see multiple commercial successes coming to bear with a long development cycle, really unique and exciting innovation. And, you know, that's what that release is all about, making sure people understand there's a portfolio over here. We've got a couple of big wins coming to the table and more coming, you know, after. So there you go.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I wanted you to come back on the show. One of the new streams of revenue that I'm really excited about for you guys is called the ClearGuard product. And what is it? Give me an update on the launch and the platform. And what are your expected sales on it?
Yeah, absolutely. So ClearGuard is a very exciting product. It was developed by our medical subsidiary called Clear Medical Technologies. Remember, we started that subsidiary about 8 years ago, and what a journey. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's so difficult. But, you know, it's really exciting because we, you know, when we began the journey of the company over a decade ago, we always knew that we'd have an important role to play in the healthcare and medical field. And Clear Medical is just a great example of that. And what it really took is the right people. You know, we surrounded that company with dedicated staff, very expert in their field, some money, right? And we got that product, the first product, through the 510K process in September of 2019. And then when the COVID crisis hit, that team really regrouped and said, how can we make a significant impact in this crisis? And they came up with a product called ClearGuard, which is a spray for your face mask, right, and PPE. So technically it's a PPE disinfectant, FDA registered, hospital grade, and it's safe, safe, safe. And literally you can spray it on your skin and on the face mask, and it provides this extra layer of protection. They also did a third-party study at the University of Texas Medical Branch where it showed complete inactivation of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. You know, that's the virus that causes COVID-19. So, yeah, it's a big deal. The product got packaged up, and as you can imagine, there's just a million things to do. It goes from concept to so what's the put up? In other words,
and when is it going to be launched? And what's the price point?
Well, it's launching, right? It's launching. So there's this multi-phase launch. We produced our first commercial run just a few weeks ago, got inventory in hand. We've got a number of online sellers. We've got some distributors. We've got a really large distributor coming on very soon, executed agreements, you know, a couple billion a year in sales, who really wants to lead the distribution to the medical field, right?
Nice.
Multiple markets, right? So this is medical, commercial, and ultimately some direct-to-consumer opportunities that are pretty significant. The product is a 4-ounce bottle. It's a spray bottle. That little bottle of 4 ounces lasts about 2 months.
Wow.
A lot of product. It doesn't take long. And it retails at $25.
Nice, nice.
It's a great value, too, right? It's easy and safe and no odor and no stickiness and no residue. And, you know, it provides this incredibly effective product that has, you know, gone through this incredible detailed proof of claim with all the data to support it. support its claim. So it's just remarkable.
I just want to switch gears just for a second and ask you about the PFAS project. How's that coming along? Where are we at?
Right. So remember PFAS, P-F-A-S, that's per- and polyfluoroalkali substances. Matter of the movie Dark Waters, right? And these are nonstick chemical coatings that have been produced for about 28 years. And now people, you know, the experts say that PFAS touches 98% of the world. I mean, it's in your food, it's in your water, it's in your products, it's in coatings. And it turns out that they're persistent and they're cumulative. That means they don't go away. Nature won't break them down. And a little bit over a very long period of time creates a problem. That's exactly what we've got. So our engineering group came up with a solution, got a grant, proved out the first phase, and we've been advancing that design, ready for commercialization soon. And you gotta kind of get an order of magnitude here. You know, PFAS is estimated to be about a $3 billion a year problem for the next 20 years in America alone.
Really?
I mean, oh yeah, this is big, big business. And what we're talking about is taking PFAS out of groundwater and out of soil. How do you get that PFAS out of this, you know, this environmental disaster, really? And so in Orange County alone, that's where we reside in Westminster, California, right? Orange County. They've got 70 wells. They estimate the total cost to treat with CapEx and OpEx to be about $850 million. I mean, this is really big business. And again, our engineers, remember, they've worked all over the world. They're expert in their space. They were tech support from one of the largest engineering firms in the world before they came to BioLargo. Extraordinary careers working in some of the most highlighted environmental situations around the globe. And as a result of their involvement with us, we came up with an innovative solution, filed patents. We're doing the trial prep now. We'll be in commercial trials soon. And it's a significant, significant opportunity. The way I say it is our company focuses on innovation and solutions for some of the most difficult problems around the globe. And if you think about it right now, we're a front runner on two of them, two of the largest ecological disasters in the world, right? COVID-19.
Yep.
And there's a deeper bench too. There's more in the portfolio, but the bottom line is these are two big, huge opportunities that are going to drive value for our shareholders. And we're excited to get that technology to market. So it's coming along soon. We'll be in trials, we believe, in the next few months. And of course, as we always say, we're doing it on our schedule and our budget. But the market is so anxious for a cost effective solution that it really gets us excited. So we're coming.
I guess congratulations is probably in order since you guys landed a big customer for the AOS backed by the Canadian grant funding. And so what does that mean for the company going forward?
Well, right. So the AOS, the Advanced Oxidation System, was another innovative development that provides extremely efficient destruction for micropollutants and efficient disinfection, right? And it's just a remarkable scientific achievement. I can also testify to how difficult it is to get that stuff to market. I mean, this is a huge, huge market. And so as an innovator, right, what do? Well, you refine. You find your way through. We got a lot of grants. The grant support's been over now 80 grants. I mean, it's just amazing. And so about a year ago, we talked about this first customer, and it turns out that it's all come to bear, right? So we got a significant funding commitment from the client and from the grant authorities, the funding agencies out of Canada, and the total revenue for the company for that project is going to be about $500,000. That's your first customer.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. And we've got another trial we're going to be announcing here soon that's really exciting as well. We also think the stormwater segment's a really exciting opportunity, but we're really finding our way into it. Our best guess is that we're going to find our way into a little bit of commercial success. And then because of the significance of the technical innovation, we're going to partner our way into the market. You know, we'll bring in some significant partners. We'll be equipment and tech support for a go-to-market partner that has a, you know, international scale. That's really where we're headed. Not done yet, but certainly a discussion. And, you know, the key here is that we're the innovator that have this patented development that really makes for efficient water treatment. So it's pretty exciting.
Dennis, we got a couple seconds left here. I'm going to give you the last words. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, as our last press release said, you know, we've shown a remarkable resiliency. I mean, it's amazing. In the midst of the crisis, you know, we thrive. Others really stumble.
Right.
We've cleaned up our balance sheet. We've expanded our portfolio. In fact, you know, because of the crisis, it creates a demand for our innovation. You know, so that's very exciting. And now we've got some revenue climbing, which was very exciting. People are really you know, you can speculate about what the future for ClearGuard is. I mean, you know, who would have thought, you know, a year ago that, you know, 90% of the world's population needs a face mask.
Right.
You know, we have a disinfectant for PPE, including face masks, that's so easy and so gentle to use. And so the response that we're witnessing is so encouraging. And now it really just comes down to execution, right? Muscle up. And we've done a lot. I mean, lines of credit. We just announced that we have three contract manufacturers that can produce up to 1 million units, 1 million units a month. Okay. So at retail, that would be 25 million a month. I mean, you got to get order of magnitude here. And so it's all about marketing, distribution, the right partners, you know, keep it tight. And we're doing that. And as a result, we're very excited. So we think the future is just extraordinarily bright for this company.
My guest today has been Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO and president and chairman of BioLargo, Inc. Take a look at him. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Again, my personal opinion, I brought you a lot of winners. Price down here at 15.5 cents is a great value in my aspect of it going forward. Dennis, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on 40 or 50 days from now and give us an update.
Right on. Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.